This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. At the president's direction, his intent to do so being reported since yesterday, top officials of the Justice Department are asking federal courts to release grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein investigations. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The system generally takes grand jury secrecy extremely seriously to ensure witnesses and victims can truthfully testify without fearing reprisals. Justice Department leaders insist prosecutors would work to make appropriate redactions.
Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire, say U.S. officials. President Trump at the White House signing a landmark bill regulating cryptocurrency to boost public confidence in it.
The Genius Act. They named it after me, and I want to thank you.
Both Republicans and Democrats supported the bill. The House has given final passage to a bill to claw back $9 billion in federal money to public broadcasting and foreign aid. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding from the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. Political parties hosted events Thursday in the Cooley region in support of their respective sides of the national budget reconciliation bill debate. In La Crosse, Democrats held an event opposing the bill and Congressman Derek Van Orden, who voted in favor of it. At the event, party leaders spoke about the impacts of cuts to programs like Medicaid in the bill. Meanwhile, in Crawford County, Republicans rallied in support of Van Orden and the federal budget bill. The event was held in Prairie du Chien, where Van Orden lives. Flags at government buildings in Wisconsin will fly at half-staff tomorrow in remembrance of State Patrol Bureau Director David Pabst and his wife, Terry Pabst, who were allegedly killed by their son, James Pabst, on July 8. James was found south of Viroqua after the murders took place, and after a standoff with law enforcement, took his own life, according to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. David was with the State Patrol for 38 years, while Terry worked as a special education instructor. Services will be held this weekend for David and Terry in Middleton. Ahead of a heat wave, we'll have pleasant weather for the weekend. Highs through Monday will top out around 80 degrees, with a chance of rain overnight tonight into Saturday. You'll notice the humidity rise through the weekend, and then by Tuesday, highs will climb up to around 90 degrees. The heat index next week could approach 100 degrees, especially south of La Crosse. For now, we'll enjoy quiet weather through Monday here in the Cooley region. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, where we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Jrue Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Early showers then, mostly cloudy for tomorrow with some late day sun, a high in the low 80s. Sun's back and around 80 degrees Sunday. Right now it's 76.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining me this week is my dear friend and Green Bay Public School Board member Laura McCoy to talk about how public education is funded.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, great to have you on this Friday night. Barreling towards the weekend here, a beautiful, what looks to be a beautiful summer weekend. Hope everybody had a great day, because now, even if you didn't, let's make it a great day. Let's sit back and talk about movies and TV. Tonight, we're talking about cigars. We got a great question about fortune cookies. It's Terry Barr night here at Nightlight. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry will be here. She is our Wisconsin music expert and kind of does just about everything here at Civic Media, including contribute to New Wisco Weekend and hosts Max Inc. Radio on WMDX. You can check out those podcasts. She will be here at 7:35. Always fun to talk to Terry. And I have to, I'm just glad to be here in one piece. When you drive on 41 every day, folks, you don't know what's going to happen. So here's a funny thing. First of all, let me introduce Producer Conrad. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I want to hear the story.
Kind of glossed right over that. Sorry about that.
I want to hear the story.
All right. You will. So about, I think it was last Thursday or Monday. I can't remember. There was garbage all over Highway 41 coming down.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Obviously, somebody just didn't do something. So I wrote it down on the sheet to talk about it because I was kind of disgusted by it. Well, tonight, driving, I actually saw a truck where nothing was secured in the back and garbage is flying out of the truck and people are trying to avoid it. Like, it was nothing huge. It's obviously something that would fly out of a truck from wind is not that heavy or could do serious damage. But man, was it annoying. I'm like, get your crap together.
You know, honestly, that could be a hazard because like a bag of chips or something that has nothing in it, it could fly right into your windshield and then...
Wouldn't that be something? What if it was? What if you're in a convertible and it's actual chips? What if you get sun chips flying right at you?
And get some residue in your hair?
Yeah. We've all eaten a Dorito, too, where it's like cut our mouth or a part of a pretzel bun that cuts your lip. I was just kind of like, nothing drives me more crazy than people who are irresponsible like that. Like, we're driving cars. They're weapons, basically. Get your crap together. Make sure your trailer's connected properly. Cover your garbage. Don't have conversations driving down the highway, going the same speed so people can't pass you. And I saw that was a couple weeks ago. Two people talking to each other. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So that was pretty frustrating. But
speaking of driving,
yeah.
The other day I was in that parking garage, you know, and they're doing some construction in there. You know, I don't know when you're leaving
the. Yes.
There was a spare sign that was out there, and it had a no right turn. And when you're going out, you know, you have to take that right turn to go down to the...
Yeah, you have to turn right.
I stopped there for 5 minutes. I was like, wait, can I?
In the parking garage?
Yeah. There's nothing after that right turn that would have stopped me. I was just like, wait, Can I not turn right
that
here?
That is funny.
I came back later that day, and it was gone, the sign.
Somebody took it.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so they just, that's not a place where a sign should be.
Right. If somebody was probably messing with you, or just messing with people.
Yeah, it was, I was there for 5 minutes, and I was wondering, like, can I turn right here or no? And eventually I just went.
You know what I would have been thinking? That sign would look great in my house. In the rec room. Yeah, I don't know what is going on over there. It's really crowded over there tonight. But, this irritated me. And I think I've talked about this on the show before, but this happened about 6 months ago. There's nobody in the garage. And I kind of pulled into the spot and left myself room to just leave so I didn't have to back out. My new pet peeve is backing out. And I got a ticket.
You can't take shortcuts.
Obviously now. It's like a $35, $40 ticket, and I had three days to pay it, and it went up because I thought I had at least a week.
No, that's a quick turnaround.
It's ridiculous. And I did corner a guy, and I asked him if he was the one who gave me this ticket, and he said no. And I said, I did. And I was just annoyed. I'm like, you guys are supposed to serve the public, not rake us over the coals.
Yeah.
I was hurting no one. Just tell me I can't park like that. But there was nobody in the garage. And if you told me, I wouldn't do it again because I don't want a ticket. So stupid.
I'm learning about that you can get a ticket for that in a garage.
It surprised me.
And they don't even know if you've paid, because usually you have to pay to get in there. So I'm already paying on top of that.
We pay good harder. Civic Media pays its good harder money to let us park there. Anyway, all right, moving on. Hey, it's the weekend. We can't be down, folks. We got to be up. We got a lot going on. There's some movies opening this weekend. There's some, the baseball's back, right?
Yes, today it's.
Your Brewers, the last thing they probably wanted was an all-star break.
They got to face the Dodgers tonight.
In L.A.?
Yeah, in L.A.
Okay. Wow, that's good. All right, so there's a lot going on, and we got a great show tonight. Hopefully we can help you ease into your weekend with some good stuff. And my guest tonight, folks, this is going to be fun. We've talked about cigars a couple times on the show. One of our sponsors, Appleton Cigar, Norm Kopeski, great guy. Norm's been on the show a handful of times, and we'll have him back on again soon. Always fun to talk to Norm about cigars, movies, how to smoke a cigar, the right approach, what to buy. Well, we got more cigar talk tonight. A gentleman named Henry James, he is one of the owners of 12 Tribe Cigars, will be on the show, and he works with Norm. So there's no conflict of interest here, Conrad. Don't get nervous.
All right.
He's not going to come in guns a-blazing. Henry James is a pal of Norm Kopeski's. They work together, and he's going to come in for some more cigar talk because I think this is great. And I'm not just looking for a free cigar. Right. I want to talk a little bit of movies with Henry and about his process. And I don't think we've gotten into this before with Norm, like how the cigars are made. I think that could be kind of cool. So we'll talk to Henry at 6:35. He's going to be in studio. That's always exciting. And then it is a bar band Friday night. As I mentioned, Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, bringing us new music and fantastic conversation, as always. We didn't get to talk to Terry last week. We were off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And I cannot get enough of this Kiss Cam thing. I think you mentioned it kind of in passing, and I hadn't really seen it yet. And I was like, oh, okay. There was an episode of Modern Family where Phil Dunphy was at the a Laker game with Gloria, Jay's wife, who Sofia Vergara's character. And he didn't want to kiss her. And I think while he was on camera, his wife called him and saw him on the TV put the thing to voicemail.
That's hilarious.
It was a great episode. Anyway, this is like that episode personified. These two people probably thought, it's Coldplay. Let's go be together. What are the... okay, and first of all, there are victims in this. I guess they're both married. It's not a good thing. I don't get into people's personal lives. Whatever they got going, I don't know. I don't care. But I do think, wouldn't you feel like God has it in for you? Take your girlfriend to a concert and you end up on the damn Kiss Cam.
Yeah. I saw another angle of it today. It's Chris Martin.
Where he's copping a feel.
Yeah. Chris Martin is like, it's on a stage kind of. Yeah. You're looking out to the, he looks up and he goes, oh, look at these two.
Yes, I saw that. He asked him like, are you a couple or are you, because I think he said after the guy ducked down, he said he asked him a question, but supposedly Chris Martin is like kind of mortified. Like,
he is.
What
he,
a weird thing. You know,
kind of released a statement on it, I think, too.
Yeah. So funny. It's so funny that she's HR. I guess that's okay now.
That's just, it's so funny. It's like, yeah, I think God has it out for him.
Comedy is other people's tragedy. And this poor bastard, this guy and this woman, and I, like, again, I don't know anything about them. Maybe they're nice people. Maybe their spouses are nice people. Maybe they're horrible people. I don't know. But man, is it newsworthy. Yeah. And it was their reaction. Like if they had just stayed put, or he could have, if he was smart, this is why I like to think like a criminal. He has his arms around her. Instead of ducking like he's 12 years old, he could have just kind of leaned into the back of her head and like given her a little nuzzle or something. Or turned her head so they kissed so nobody saw her. I don't know. I'm armchair quarterbacking here, but.
I don't think he was getting out of that one.
No. You don't think, but do you think if people, if they didn't react the way they did, do you think people would have just said, oh, there's a couple and nobody ever would have seen it?
Probably. I don't know. He did duck like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, he did. He kind of turned into a spaz, you know.
It was so funny how quick he saw it and he's like, oh.
I know. Well done, buddy. All right. It is time for our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, it is National Fortune Cookie Day. Pick your fortune. It's more of a statement, but we'll go with it. What's your fortune? What do you want your fortune to be? It is National Fortune Cookie Day. Pick your fortune, ladies and gentlemen. See your future. Be your future. Let us know what your answer is. Conrad, you said something on social media. I'll let you share that.
You know, usually fortune, they kind of rhyme sometimes or whatever, but I just went, I said free golf for life.
It's a good one.
That's all I want.
But how does that work? Like if you open it and you pull the paper out, the fortune, as it is called, you will get free golf for life. How do you...
Then you're just waiting for it to actually happen, you know? Right. Something's going to happen. You don't know when. You're going to get struck by a golf ball at a golf course. And they're like, all right.
And you threaten to sue.
And they're like, you know what? You can golf here for free for your whole life.
You could just make that up, too, and do that. You don't need... You could walk in with the paper and go, you see this, buddy? What do you think about that? And then they'll just let you go tee off?
Yeah. Or I'll say I got a hole-in-one in every par three there, and they won't know, you know?
How would they? There's no kiss cams on the golf course. I'm going to go very basic. Maybe this will come across as lazy, but you will win the lottery. I want to win $1 billion. I want to be in the Billionaire Boys Club. I want $1 billion and I don't want to work for it. What do you think about that? I want to sit back, win the lottery, and tell the rest of the world to take a hike.
That's, I mean, originally I typed in to social media, I said $1 million.
$1 million doesn't get you anything nowadays. You got to go big.
I think I'd like $1 million.
I'll take $1 million, but I want $1 billion. If I want $1 billion, I'll give you 1,000.
Thanks. That's very nice of you. You'll pay rent for me for a month.
Not even. No, I do. I want to win the lottery and I don't want to do any. I'd still do this show. I'd still write screenplays and stuff like that and try to do projects, but man.
You do remotes from like exquisite places.
Yeah. I'm in Bali today for Nightlight. How's it going there in Wisconsin?
Yesterday I was in Dubai.
Yeah. So that's the question, folks. It's more of a statement, but you can make it a question. National Fortune Cookie Day. Pick your fortune. What do you want it to be? What do you want to pull that paper out and have it say? I love this song. Makes me think of Mike Schmidt now. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Two great guests. We're talking cigars at 6:35. Terry Barr will be here for a bar band Friday night at 7:35. I got it. This is where I need a tease, Conrad. What do I tease right now? When we come back.
We're going to read your texts?
Yeah, but I don't even know if we got any texts yet. It's early. We'll do it all. It's midsummer, folks. We're going to talk about midsummer. How do we feel? It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. When you started out with nothing and you found it, you're a savvy man. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. We are rocking a Friday night here, trying to help you guys get into the weekend. A segue, if you will. Maybe you had a rough day. I don't know. Let's have a few laughs and talk movies and TV. I think that's the way to get to the weekend. We've got, you know what was really sad last night? I was driving home, two nights ago, actually, and I pulled off. I was starving, so I pulled over to get a sandwich at Subway in Okano. There's an old supper club that looked like, in its heyday, it must have been incredible. Cars in the parking lot, you know, it had a cool look to the building, and now it's a church. I mean, aren't there enough vacant churches out there that you can get an actual church? I can't imagine if I'm a pastor and I have a flock, so to speak, that I would want to do that.
Do you think it's church with steaks?
Maybe they serve old fashions, yeah. Give you some cheese curds when you walk in. Blessed be the Lord. Here you go, buddy. Here's some garlic bread.
That would be great.
Here's some rolls and warm butter. That would be great. Might get me back to church. But I don't know. It was just kind of sad. It's just an observation I made. I wanted to take a picture of it. Maybe I'll join the church.
If they have steak, sign me up.
You think so? Instead of communion, a wafer, you get like a little cut of a prime rib or something like that.
New York strip.
That'd be pretty sweet. All right, folks, our question of the night is, it's not really a question. We veered a little bit tonight. It's National Fortune Cookie Day. When you open up the cookie, what is your fortune? That's the question. Let me know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. Very easy to use, and it's a great app. We crush it. I'm getting texts, Conrad. I have to turn my phone down. Or you can text us on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X. Either way, we'd love to hear from you, and we will read your text on the radio. We have a call?
Yes, we do. Ollie from the North Woods.
Ollie from the North Woods. I was getting worried. How are you, Ollie?
Oh, I'm good. First off, I have to say, if that church was a Lutheran place, it would be perfect place for to get hot dish.
That's right. It would.
And my fortune cookie story is I actually have had two fortunes cookies that have come true.
Whoa.
The first one said that you will soon be traveling over big waters, and probably about a week or so later, a friend of mine called and wanted, he had promised his grandmother before she passed away that he would take me to Ireland. So he said, was I ready to go to Ireland?
Oh, my gosh.
So we did go to Ireland and had a wonderful time. And then my next fortune cookie was that you will soon move to a new home. And I did home health in the cities, live in home health for years. And the new home I went to was a wonderful gentleman who I stayed with for 6 years. And
whoa.
That was probably one of the best times of my life.
Ollie, if I were you, I would eat more fortune cookies.
They're very good to you. Yep.
Eat more Chinese food.
So keep eating those cookies and keep reading those fortunes.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you for the call, Ollie. Great to hear from you.
Okey-doke. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. On the stream, Peter says, Peter from Green Bay here. The fortune cookies I thought were funny was man who farts in church sits on his own pew. That's an actual fortune? I've never heard that before. He says, man going through airport turnstiles sideways is going to Bangkok. I've never heard either one of those. I think those are just old jokes, Peter. Were those really in a fort? I mean, that's hilarious. But they spelled it wrong. Thank you, Peter, for the text. That's great. Going to the text line here, Melissa from Willie Street in Madison. She's in the 608. Hi, Pete. I wish my fortune would read, world peace will come in your lifetime. Whew, boy, I don't know. I hope so, Melissa. I hope so for all of our sake. But I think you're safe on Willie Street, at least. There will be no ground wars, I hope, on Madison's east side anytime soon. Thank you for the text, Melissa. Great to hear from you. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, free Chinese food delivered to me anytime and anywhere for life. Tyler's thinking like you, Conrad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You guys ought to go out and have a round of golf, pal around, come back and have some Chinese food.
Have some crab rangoons.
Have some crab rangoons, absolutely. That's great. John from Madison, 608, says, congratulations, you will outlive all of your loved ones, and no one in your circle will die before DJT. He is of the age and questionable health where it all makes sense. Not just being mean to a dear leader. Yeah, that's still a good run, John. I get what you're saying. I mean, that's not really even political. Donald Trump is on in years. You call him DJT. I'm not on those kind of terms with him, but that's great stuff. Keep those texts coming. It is National Fortune Cookie Day. What is your fortune? What are you reading on that little paper, which is called The Fortune? I looked this up last night. I really wanted to know if that had like kind of a cool name, but they just call it The Fortune. So what is your fortune? Share it with us. We'll have some fun. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35. Henry from 12 Tribe Cigars will be here very shortly. I'm excited to talk cigars. When's the last time you smoked a cigar, Conrad?
It's been a while.
Yeah? How long?
Since the last
time Norm was here?
Since my friend's wedding, actually, last...
Oh, okay.
Last summer, actually.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, we had celebratory cigars after...
I love a good cigar. We were talking about the Kiss Cam. You guys can weigh in with those, too. Anything we're talking about, obviously, is fair game. If you want to text in or call in about the Kiss Cam couple, if you have an opinion, phone lines are open, baby. Let us know, and let's... boy, it is packed down here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Gelato for everyone.
By. I'm so distracted. I'm going to have to shut this curtain. Would that be weird?
Well, you don't have the sun in your face today.
That's true. I freckle anyway. All right, we're coming right back for some cigar talk. This is Pete Schwabba at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An elections clerk is found to have broken the law in the presidential election, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday, its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison city officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
Voters who were impacted by the ballots not being counted were contacted after the election. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing the Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Early showers then, mostly cloudy for tomorrow with some late day sun, a high in the low 80s. Sun's back and around 80 degrees Sunday. Right now it's 76.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay, or worldwide if you're watching us on the stream or listening on the app. It's great to have you, even if you're on the old-fashioned radio. It's great to have you with us tonight at Nightlight. Conrad Krieger working the board. We've got, did we get a text overnight, Conrad?
We
did not check.
Believe that we did not.
Okay. Not good, but I just didn't want to forget it. So, all right, it is Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35. She is our Wisconsin music expert. She always brings great tunes and fun conversation. That's coming up at 7:35. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time. This is exciting. I was excited before these guys got here, but I'm even more excited now after talking before we went on, because we are about to get an education on cigars. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight one of the owners? There's two of you guys? Okay. Both of you guys are the owners? Oh, the two owners of 12 Tribe Cigars are here. Henry Scott and Herschel. Tell me your last name again.
Winters.
Herschel Winters. Okay. So Henry Scott, Herschel Winters, the owners of 12 Tribe Cigars. Let me see here. How do we get into this? Tell me a little bit about you guys individually. What are your backgrounds, and then what brought you to the cigar game?
Well, my background goes, I served in the military.
Okay.
And I started smoking cigars when I was 20 years old, went in the military. I was an armor officer, 12 Cav, which is armored cavalry. And one of the things we used to do when we were out in the field is smoke cigars and smoke pipes.
Okay.
Because when you're out there for 45 days, you got to do something, and you're out in the field, and you can get tobacco, so that's what I was doing, was smoking cigars and smoking pipes.
Love it. What about you, Herschel?
Well, myself, from Chicago native.
Yeah.
Been here for 18 years. Cigars, to me, is like a way of life, looking back on your past, your present, and your future, and it's relaxing and very social.
Yeah.
You know, and just have a passion for it. And it's just a relaxation. What do you want to do? It's like to vent and to, you know.
To chill, back. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So when did you start smoking cigars?
Ooh, I want to say it's been like 14 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, 20. And I'm 64, so that tells you how long I've been smoking.
You guys both have awesome cigar smoking kind of voices. I don't know if it has anything to do with cigar smoking.
No, nah,
we're
have just really sexy good. That way.
Right.
So tell me about 12 Tribe Cigars. How did this start? And tell us about the company.
Okay. The way this started was in Appleton Cigar Shop. I was sitting at the table in the front. And my brother was up there with me, and it's my brother Herschel. And I said, hey, Herschel, I'm thinking about starting our own cigar brand. Would you like to be a part of? And he said, what did you say?
I said, are you kidding? Let's do it.
Let's do it. And so we started talking with Rich, who is the owner of Puricata brand cigars. And I was telling him, hey, man, I'm thinking about coming out with my own brand. And can you help us come out with it? And Rich was like, sure, I can help you guys, because there's enough room in the tobacco industry to where we can help each other and get your brand out. And so once we made our mind up that we were going to come out with a cigar, but we didn't have a name for it, we started reaching out to the same plant where Puricata comes from. And so they started sending us test blends of different types of cigars. And I was like, no. My brother tried it. Nah, this wasn't right. And then when we came up with the one, which is our flagship flagship cigar. Herschel and Rich liked it, but I didn't like it. Mm. And I said, you know what? Two against one, we'll go with it. And who knew that that cigar would take off the way it did? Now, just to give you a little insight about what you're getting when you get a 12 Tribe cigar is that it's made out of three tobaccos. The outer leaf is a San Andreas wrapper, and the filler is Dominican and Nicaraguan tobacco combined. And with that combination, you get several different notes. You get chocolatey notes, nutty notes, molasses, semi-sweet, peppery, and spicy, but it's not overbearing. And we have guys that come in to Appleton Cigar Shop that won't smoke anything that's a dark leaf. But soon as our cigar came out and we started giving out samples, some of the guys that said they wouldn't do it actually enjoyed 12 Tribe cigars.
So, all right. So for those of us who are novices, I smoke the occasional cigar. I've been to a cigar lounge maybe five times in my life. And it's a great experience. If people are listening and have not been to a cigar lounge, check out Appleton Cigar, Norm Kopeski. We've talked about it on the show before. Everybody's welcome. You have great conversation about, you know, sports, music, the arts, whatever. It is an experience. And I'll tell you guys this. The first time a friend of mine, I was living in California at the time, he said, let's go smoke a cigar. I was like, all right, where? And he's like, meet me at there's a place in Encino. So I met him there. I'm like, what do we just sit here and smoke? He goes, yeah. And then you sit there and it's like fishing kind of or something or playing cards. Like you just start BSing with everybody. It is an experience. And what I didn't know is you can catch a buzz. And I sat there for 3 hours. I got in my car to go home. I had to pull over into a strip mall and get some food because I was like seriously buzzed from taking in the smoke all afternoon. But it's a great experience, just the cigar lounge experience. But tell me, Herschel or Henry, about three tobaccos. Is that atypical, or do most cigars only have one? How does that work?
Some cigars have two different types. Some cigars have one. And basically, it's the outer wrapper and the filler. But sometimes you run across those, like 12 Tribes, that has three different types of tobacco, meaning the outer cover, which is San Andreas, and the filler being Nicaraguan and Dominican.
Okay.
And with that combination, it gives you certain notes. And you can try another cigar with an Ecuadorian wrapper with Nicaraguan and Dominican Republic tobacco, and you won't end up with the same notes as the one with the San Andreas with the Nicaraguan and Dominican Republic tobacco.
When you guys first came in here, I thought it was funny because you said stick a couple times. It took me like the third time. I'm like, oh, they're talking about cigars. Yeah, I've never heard that before. That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's great. So tell me, where does the name 12 Tribes come from?
Well, initially, I wanted to go with H, H, and H for Hank, Herschel, and Humberto and use the lion standing up, you know, with his paws out. And so what happened was that name was already taken, and the logo was already taken by the exact same company that was HH&H. So working with Rich, again, it's the owner of Puricata, he said, hey, you know, you always talk about religion, and you always talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. Why don't you go with the 12 tribes? That's what you ought to call your cigar brand. I'm like, you know what? You make a lot of sense. Because 12 tribes actually comes from the Bible, the children of Israel. And when you look at the 12 tribes logo, you'll see the name 12 tribes, and then you will see the symbol.
Oh, that's a cool logo.
Of a lion, which is the symbol of Judah. And contrary to popular belief, your Israelites are the black race. And your Negro race in America are from the tribe of Judah. And if you read in the Bible, it says that Judah was cast to the four corners of the earth. So I'm a descendant of Judah. And one of the things that I wanted to do was show respect and homage to my ancestors. And that's why I went with 12 tribes and went with the symbol of Judah.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting that much background. That's great.
So that's how that goes.
And are cigars mentioned in the Bible? Did Moses have a cigar when he parted the Red Sea? Wasn't he chomping on a stogie? Was that?
I wasn't here, but he probably was.
Let's just say yes, because we can do whatever. All right. I have to give a shout out, too, because you guys were, I found you guys through J.B. Thompson, who I call the guy behind the guy, Conrad.
Behind the guy.
He's that far behind. But he's introduced me to a lot of people, including Norm Kopeski from Apples and Cigars. So shout out to JB. JB texted on the stream and he says, reach for your dreams. Start with the spring rolls. Fortune's always positive. How about a negative? Your spouse is seeing a divorce attorney. Or, geez, you better have that mail, that mole looked at. I thought he was going for the kiss cam there with that one.
Yeah.
And then JB says, Hank, looking sharp, man. Thank you for watching on the stream, JB, and thank you for introducing me to these two brothers. How is that working together as brothers? Do you guys get along, or was there sibling rivalry? Or
nah, it might be a couple of times we might disagree, but the thing is, we're brothers. What brothers don't fight and argue? Right. And I can't catch him; he's too fast.
That's right.
Why would you have to? Why would you have to run after him, though? He's taking all the cigars for himself.
Nah, but him and I got a common goal. It's to get our brand out. And the comments that we've been hearing have been positive. And the sales speak for themselves.
That's fantastic.
When you got a cigar and you sell out, and then you got customers coming in saying, hey, I want 12 tribes. Or when we go to work at Appleton, we're being told that, hey, you had people come in today looking for 12 Tribe cigars, but we're sold out. So the cigar speaks for itself.
Good problem to have. My guests are Henry Scott and Herschel Winters. They are brothers who co-founded 12 Tribe Cigars. And let's go there. Where do you, okay, you want to create a cigar. You want your own brand. Where do you start? How do you do that as an entrepreneur? You have connections to tobacco, I assume, or brokers. How does that work?
The one thing that I've experienced in my life is that when you get right with God and you have a dream, he will put people in place to open doors, put people in place to help you get through those doors, and he will put people in place to help you to get where you're trying to go. Sometimes it's not easy, but most of the time, the people are there. And so, like when I said earlier, when we were coming up with the ideal of coming out with our own cigar, Rich was one of the ones that God had put in place for both of us. And that's what helped us to get our brand out and get the right cigar.
That's cool. I want to elaborate on that. We got to do a very short break. Great to have you with us, folks, tonight. Herschel Winters and Henry Scott are here. They are the founders of 12 Tribe Cigars. They can't even keep it on the shelf. So if you have a question about cigars, you're welcome to text that in on the text line or the stream. Either way, let us know. But we will be right back with more with these two cigar aficionados. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she can't do a thing to
as Wisconsin as cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, where can you go when your money gets low?
In the basement, whoa. Down in the basement.
And if a storm is taking place, you can get
welcome
it
back.
Till you
say. Speech Wava and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. We are making new friends tonight by way of our regular friends, J.B. Thompson and Norm Kopeski. Joining me now on the show is Henry Scott and Herschel Winters. They are brothers who founded 12 Tribe Cigars, and it's a new company. They can't even keep the cigars on the shelves, which I think is really cool. Let me ask you guys this. You obviously, both of you talked about your affinity for cigars. Is it an expensive hobby?
No. Well, let's put it this way. When I get a cigar and I can sit down, relax, and I'm smoking a good cigar, I'm not a bourbon drinker. I'm a scotch drinker.
Nice.
So I drink scotch and smoke a cigar.
Oh, man.
I'm able to relax, unwind, sit back, have conversations with a lot of people I probably would never have met before in my life. At Appleton Cigar Shop, I know judges, lawyers, cops, people in the military coming there, people, you know, from all different walks of life,
yeah,
from different parts of the country. And one thing about you sitting there smoking cigar, it brings two different worlds together to where you can just sit, have a good time, relax. You don't have your wife calling you, come home, you know, because she knows you're in a safe place and you ain't out there chasing anything. You're just relaxing.
Right.
And so if a cigar costs $18, $12, or $24, and you get that kind of relaxation and you get the opportunity just to unwind, because we're all in a fast-paced business, hurry to get to work, hurry to do this, hurry to do everything else. But when you're with that cigar, you're unwinding. And that's one of the things we have to learn how to do, is to take time for ourselves and relax.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we're in a hurry sometimes, even when we don't have anywhere to be. I know people that drive fast, walk fast, do everything like there's some kind of rush, and there's not. They work from home, they're not married, whatever. It's like, what is your rush? So I think the fact that you can do that with a cigar is great, but I think people should do it either way. It was funny when Norm was here, he told us, I think, that he likes a cigar in the morning with a cup of coffee, which I was not anticipating. Like, I liked it like you, with a glass of scotch or whiskey, but I don't really drink anymore. But I guess people do it differently. What about you, Herschel? When do you smoke?
Usually after noon, because it seems like, you know, I got to get that good wind going, and
yeah,
you know, and all the, you know, the organs sit and set ready to roll. And yeah, usually around noon time, I'm ready to roll.
When do you guys think most people smoke cigars? Is it an after meal thing? Is it a, like you just said, kind of any point during the day where you just need to chill out, or like Norm in the morning? Like,
I'm kind of in the same camp with Norm, because normally I'll smoke a dark, full flavored cigar in the morning with a cup of coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, and how much is that cigar?
This one is $20.90. And it's a Julius Caesar cigar. This one was given to me from somebody that went to Cuba and brought back a Cuban.
So that's a Cuban.
This is a Cuban.
Are those legal in America right now?
You cannot buy them.
Can you possess them?
Yeah.
All right. So if I tried to make a citizen's arrest right now, nothing would happen. In case
you can try.
Conrad, back me up. So you said $18. Is that typically the kind of cigar you smoke, like an $18 cigar? How long does that last you?
That cigar I just showed you can last an hour.
Wow.
Just sitting there smoking it, drinking your coffee, or sitting there smoking a cigar, drinking whiskey or whatever, and you're intrigued in conversation, can take about an hour.
So what would be... You're probably going to laugh at this, but like, I know there are people, and I watch movies, I see like Clint Eastwood smoking like those old backwoods smokes or Swisher Sweets. And I was just watching, brushing up on a movie called The Straight Story, because I'm going to interview the writer on Monday. And that guy, he had Swisher Sweets in his pocket. Like, will those make you sick? Like, compared to this, which is like the Cadillac of cigars, down to the cheap stuff you can buy in a 7-Eleven, what is the difference there?
I don't do Swisher Sweets.
I assume you don't, no. Henry. But I mean, like, what would, like, what if you had to smoke one right now? Would you get sick, or would you be like disgusted? Or?
If I lit it up, it might take a couple of puffs and then just lay it down.
Okay.
Because my palate has changed. Not saying anything negative about Swisher Sweets, but
right,
it's not a part of my palate.
Okay. What about you, Herschel?
Number one rule, never inhale.
Right, right. Do people inhale those? The cheaper one?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Especially if they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's when we're at the shop, and we always ask them, say, hey, this is your first time, or do you have any experience in smoking? He's like, yeah. And then once we get them all prepped up at the cut station, and we take their word for it, saying, you know, they never had any issues, and they go to smoke and inhale it, and they're coughing up a lung.
That's some funny stuff. Yeah. Like, we told you don't inhale.
But they act like they know what they're doing.
Yes.
Oh, that's embarrassing. That's what would happen to me. All right. Can you guys stick around after the news for a few minutes? All right. We're going to keep our guests, Henry Scott and Herschel Winter. They are the founders of 12 Tribe Cigars, and they're going to stick around for part of another segment. We'll do the news, or intermission, as we like to call it here at Nightlight. Great to have these guys here. It is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is coming by at 7:35 by way of the stream to introduce us to a great new artist. And we'll do that at 7:35. We'll read your texts. What does it say on your fortune when you open a fortune cookie? What do you want it to say? That's tonight's question. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A complex prisoner swap bringing Americans and permanent U.S. residents home from Venezuela.
Well, the Trump administration says that these are largely innocent tourists who were either visiting Venezuela or maybe even neighboring countries and lured into the country of Venezuela and then detained simply for being American so they could be used as political pawns.
ABC's Shannon Kingston. In exchange, hundreds of Venezuelan migrants that the U.S. has sent to El Salvador are being sent back to Venezuela. With President Trump under pressure, the Justice Department formally requesting the unsealing of grand jury records tied to federal investigations of Jeffrey Epstein. Three Los Angeles sheriff's deputies killed in an explosion at a law enforcement training facility. The cause is as yet unknown. Delta plane to Atlanta diverted back to LAX soon after takeoff today. After the plane reported an engine fire, the FAA says that flight landed safely. This is ABC News.